It's Thursday, the 13th of November, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Interim Minister of Industries, Mines and Energy, Franz Kapofi, has tabled the Petroleum Exploration and Production Amendment Bill of 2025 in Parliament. The bill aims to modernize the oil and gas laws, strengthen transparency and improve regulation of the sector. It proposes that an upstream petroleum unit under the Office of the President can oversee exploration and production. Kapofi says the reforms will ensure accountability.
I shall move that leave be given to amend the Petroleum Exploration and Production Act 1991 so as to delete, amend and define certain expressions, provide for the transfer of certain powers from the Minister of Industries, Mines and Energy to the Director General Upstream Petroleum Unit in the Office of the President, provide for the transfer of powers from the Commissioner for Petroleum Affairs to the Deputy Director General Upstream Petroleum Unit, provide for the establishment, objects and functions of the Upstream Petroleum Unit in the Office of the President. I so move, Honorable Speaker.
We asked Seminar Storm economist Dalmanjo Yadinson to weigh in.
The creation of the upstream petroleum unit, it's a good thing. I think, once again, it's a step in the right direction. It's more or less centralizing and enhancing to ensure that, okay, the decision-making is going to be not delayed. And also, there's not necessarily going to be slow investment approval. So if something needs to be done when it comes to licensing, environmental compliance, or even the terms of how we're going to use the fiscal spin-offs of it, the royalties and all of that, just how exactly is that going to go about? So from an investment standpoint, it's in a sense of being centralized. It is needed. Definitely a good decision.
African Union Chairperson Mahmoud Ali Yusuf says it's unfortunate that the United States has decided to boycott the upcoming G20 leader summit in South Africa.
The African continent has decided to take its destiny on its hands. And we are definitely working to increase the self-reliance. As far as the G20 is concerned, this is a new platform for the African continent. It will be the first time that we'll be hosting the G20 in South Africa. So this will be a good platform to voice our demands.
President Donald Trump indicated last week that South Africa should not be in the G20, expressing his views on the alleged human rights abuses directed at the white Afrikaner community. This has been rejected by the South African government. Meanwhile, EFF leader Julius Malema says the upcoming summit will be a success with or without the United States, which will demonstrate to Donald Trump that he's not the alpha and omega of the world. Malema says Trump knows very well that there is no genocide in the country.
There's a bit of crime in South Africa. We assist with that matter. But to say there is a genocide is completely misplaced. Donald Trump doesn't know politics. He survives through those who are hero-worshipping him. The fanatics who are like him do not know the implications of what they are talking about. And as a result, take extremely wrong decisions.
And two Palestinian communities in the West Bank have been attacked by young Israeli settlers in the latest in a string of recent violent incidents. Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
Dozens of Israeli settlers attacked two Palestinian villages in the northern West Bank, setting fire to a building, several vehicles, and farmland. They then clashed with Israeli soldiers sent to the scene. Four Palestinians were injured, and the Israeli military detained four settlers. President Herzog condemned the attack as shocking and severe and said such violence against civilians and soldiers is intolerable. Settler violence in the West Bank has increased steadily this year, especially during the annual olive harvest in October. The UN recorded 264 settler attacks that caused injuries, property damage, or both. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.